Nothing but Aussie music and the biggest names in the biz. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams. Welcome to it every Thursday. It's all about Australian music. Have you heard this one? That is the new one from Samantha Jade in the studio tonight. G'day, Sammy. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Great to have you in here tonight. We're playing some tracks from the new album, of course, Best of My Love, a tribute to all things disco with some original bits and pieces in there as well. But before we talk about that, I want to take you back a little bit. I was talking yesterday to one of your cousins, Ash, who says you haven't called him back as well.
Ash.
After your birthday, he said, tell her that she needs to call me back.
That's true, I haven't.
But about maybe 12 years ago, when you might have been in LA at this point, I think,
yeah.
He said, you got to check out my cousin. She's a fantastic singer. And I said, oh, okay, all right. Well, I played a video and I thought, my God, you were an amazing singer. This was, you know, 12, 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Has music always kind of been there? Has singing always been there from a young kid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always loved to sing. I've always loved to sing and loved music. You know, to make it your job, it's tough. It's a tough industry.
Yeah.
So I feel blessed because it's been 6 years since X Factor, which is kind of crazy.
It is.
And to be on my third album, I'm just, feeling very lucky to still be singing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. But
yeah.
You went to, was it Hamilton Senior High School?
Hampton Senior High School with Ash. Ash went there too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
But he was in detention most of the time.
Always in detention. No.
Did you do the music program there? Was there a music program?
I did. There was a drama.
Okay.
There was a drama program and dancing, like drama dancing. Musical arts.
Yeah.
And you used to do a school play every year.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite time of year because I'd be like, oh my gosh, because we kind of got out of class so we could rehearse for the play. It was fun.
I think a lot of people end up working in the arts because they realize at high school you could get out of maths and science.
Oh my gosh. And I was so bad. And I knew I was never going to be doing anything in maths or science because I'm just not that way wired. I wish I was. So it was good for me.
Well, I love this project. So third album in, you've gone to do something a little bit different, which is obviously a whole album dedicated and paying tribute to great disco singers and the vibe that those songs created.
Yeah.
I love disco. Disco can be a dirty word, though. A lot of people, I don't know.
It's
one
so
of those things.
Funny, yeah. It's got a bit of a stigma around it. And I think that's so funny because at the same time, people always love disco music, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, disco is such a fun genre." And I reckon if you listen to the songs without the stigma attached, they're brilliant pieces of music. Songs like I Will Survive, Best of My Love.
Mm.
I mean, they're amazing. If you break them down and sing them, you always know if a song is good as if you can sing it as a ballad. It still sounds good.
Absolutely.
And all of them do.
So good. We're talking to Samantha Jade on the Scene tonight. Best of My Love is the brand new album. This is, in fact, the title track. This is the original. Promotions 1977, and I guess, going through and working out what songs you're going to put onto this anthem, Sammy, how do you do it? There's, so many to choose from.
It was so hard. So when we first started talking about it, we had actually about 40 songs.
I bet.
And we're like, this will be like an album that goes for about 4 hours, so we can't do that. But it was really hard to kind of break it down because there's so many good songs. No song is better than the other. Like, they're all brilliant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was tough.
Nothing but Aussie music and the biggest names in the biz. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams hanging out with Samantha Jade on The Scene tonight. This is the new one. It's called Roller Skates. It is from the new album, Best of My Love, which is a tribute to disco. And Sammy's in the studio with us. We just played Best of My Love a few moments ago. Obviously, coming up with the final kind of 14 songs that you needed for this, did you consult with anyone and go, help me out? There's just too many options.
I called my dad because he loved this kind of music. And I was like, what would you put on it and what would you cull? And like, we kind of sat around like friends and family and kind of said no to this, yes to this.
Yeah.
And we got to the 14 that are on there, which was tough.
Is there anything your dad wanted to be on there that isn't on there now? No Bee Gees, Dad.
He wanted, because he likes more like funk disco.
Okay.
So there's a few of those songs that didn't really make it, but I was like,
Earth, Wind and Fire and that kind
like,
of stuff.
And I love that music, but I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm not a man. I think you need to be a guy to do that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So they got the cull, but not because they weren't great.
Yeah. You're obviously traveling a lot. You're working a lot, doing a lot of projects. How does your voice hold up when you have to travel through, air travel and hotels and stuff?
Sometimes it is hard, actually. The plane is tough because, you've got those little things that are like right on your vocal.
What do you do to kind of combat that?
I do always make sure I've got like a jumper or something that you can kind of cover your your throat and make sure it's warm at all times. But honey, manuka honey.
Oh,
And actual real manuka honey. It looks a bit more like caramel.
Okay.
And that is a godsend. And I actually just have it like a teaspoon of it before I'm about to sing.
Right.
Because I'm okay to be tired sometimes. I'm like, I can be tired, but my voice needs rest. Like it's the first thing that goes.
It so is. You can tell when a singer is just tired because it's the voice. It kind of starts to break up.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So it's obviously an album of kind of covers of the big disco tracks, but there's also some original tracks on here as well. So like Roller Skates.
Yes.
Which does kind of continue that kind of funky disco piano-driven pop vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Where'd this song come from?
Do you know what? This song we actually recorded before we even came up with the disco theme.
Oh, okay.
So we'd recorded it a little bit before, and I you know, loved the song. But you record a lot of songs and they're all kind of in this like bank of songs. And then we did the disco record and then we're like, we need a single. And I Googled like, you know, whatever comes up when you write in disco or 70s. And it's a picture of Diana Ross and Roller Skates. And I was like, that Roller Skates song, we need to get that back. So we got it back and we got it actually a bit reproduced so it sounds a little more disco.
It's funny because you play it in order of the album and you can, and it does flow. It does.
Yeah, it doesn't, because we didn't want something to stand out too much, you know, that's kind of like, why is this on there?
Yeah.
So it fits well,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to play that one and you're going to hang around because Saturday night you are going to take over our Party Mix. So Party Mix is an institution in Western Australia.
I'm excited.
You should be. We're going to play some of your big versions. That's this Saturday night, Party Mix.
Yay!
But Samantha Jade, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the album. Best of My Love is what it's called, as you would probably know.
Yeah.
And it's doing great things. So thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing but Aussie music and the biggest names in the biz. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams. Yesterday, of course, Anzac Day, 25th of April, and something a bit different tonight. I really wanted to put this on air tonight. A local Perth singer-songwriter, Brianna Sorgiovanni, wrote a track about Anzac Day. Here's a little bit of it.
You were so strong in that.
I loved the idea of this. We've got her into the studio tonight to chat about it. And, of course, we're going to play it in just a moment. Brianna, hello. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So you've written a song about Anzac Day, which is when you sent it through and I loved it. And that's why we've kind of got you in here today to talk about it and to play it with Anzac Day being yesterday. We'll talk about why you wrote it and, I guess, the content of the song in a while. But let's go back a little bit. His music, have you always been a musician, wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
Yeah, so it was kind of towards the end of primary school, actually. I started to sing along to songs I was learning and my parents were kind of like, oh, like, there's something here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to post stuff onto my Facebook and I was getting like really good feedback and I found that I really enjoyed it. It was kind of my outlet.
So. But you really enjoy the songwriting aspect of being a musician?
Oh, definitely. I love to be able to cover things to do with the community, social causes. I think it's a cool way to communicate with people.
Yeah. But which brings us to this song. So the Anzac Day song, we're going to play it in just a moment. Why did you see the need to write this song?
Been to the ceremonies ever since I was younger, ever since I was 6 months old. And kind of 1 year, it was after the 100th year ceremony. And I got in the car and me and my dad had been going to these, you know, like I said, ever since I was younger. And I was really intrigued, you know, about, you know, the people that were fighting in the war and what they kind of went through. And it kind of hit me like, you know, we know what Anzac Day is about, but do we really know?
And so this song, have you ever been to Anzac Cove or to Gallipoli or anything like that?
No, not yet. I want to go, but I want to do it properly.
Yeah.
Kind of do a bit of a trip. So not yet.
Yeah. I went there a few years ago and I don't know, after that day, Anzac Day changed for me.
Yep.
Standing on that beach and sort of seeing where it all took place and blew me away, the feeling of that particular place of the world. So I can see why you wrote it. And you've kind of focused on like a storyline in this song, right?
Yeah, totally. So I kind of tried to, it's funny because songwriters can probably relate. When you get this urge and this passion to write a song, it literally writes itself. And I kind of just put myself into this position of this husband and this father that was going through this journey and how he felt when he left and, you know, the people that he met and how young they were. And so, yeah, I hope it makes people realise in a way that, you know, what is Anzac Day actually is really about, even if it is that minute that we spend on the day to try and put ourselves in that situation and feel that empathy.
Let's play it, shall we? Brianna Sorgiovanni in the studio with us tonight and Anzac Day yesterday. It's just called Anzac Song, right?
It's called Lest We Forget.
Lest We Forget. That makes way more sense. Let's do it. On the Scene, Brianna, thanks again.
Thanks, Blake. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. That track is next. It's The Scene, Mix 94.5.